Good afternoon, everyone. This is all right. This is our GESPA meeting. Today is April 6, 2026, and the time the time is 4:53. You may begin.
So good afternoon, everyone. I want to appreciate and thank you all for making the change to our last meeting. Thank you for being accommodating. So today, the thing that was left on the previous agenda was the ESC paraprofessionals.
Yes.
And then I was asked to add bus rotation. So those are the two items that I have on the agenda for discussion today. I do have information to share about the ESC paraprofessionals. At the last, the last conversation we had, we talked about making sure that we could do an executive session. But there was conversation with the superintendent and our CFO budget person, Ms. Bruner, isn't in the meeting, but she is here if we need to call her for anything. But, you know, we've been told that with the way that our finances are right now, it doesn't look as if we're going to be making any adjustments based on our budget. But just know that each year as it rolls up, there's a 5 cent increase. You know, I know that's already in the original one, but as we look at what we're faced with right now, it doesn't appear if that will, we will be able to do anything in relation to that currently.
Understood.
Yeah. And then with bus rotation, I'm not sure. I have information. I did have an opportunity to talk to Mr. Bryant, who is our transportation director, but I think I might need to find out a little bit more about what the issue might be as it's centered around bus rotation.
We'll be happy to explain that. I'll have Ms. Gloria do that for you guys. But before we do that, I did want to say for the record, that I did want to add the signing of the contract on there to this agenda, and we were able to knock that out ahead of time. So I didn't want that to go unnoticed.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys having that ready for us and get the ball so that we could get the ball rolling on that one and get it out there. But I do want to turn it over to Ms. Gloria and have her kind of explain some of the ongoing issues and the concerns that she's been hearing from individuals, and then we'll see if it's
a individual, because he said he had been here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And every new bus that come in, they give it to the new hire.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd been driving that same old regular bus for a long time. He said he didn't think it was right that all the new hire get the new buses.
Okay.
You know, he's been here a while, and his bus is one of the old buses.
Well, I can tell you this after conversation that the routes makes the decision. That's what the transportation director look at, the routes, to determine which new bus gets what route based on their route. So,
which bus driver.
Yeah, which bus driver. So if the driver, whether they been here for a while or brand new, depending on the route and the bus, the condition of the bus, that's how the determinations are made for new buses. But I can tell you this, we have, is it 8 or 9? There are additional buses that are coming. These are the electrical buses. I don't know if you've heard, we're getting some electrical buses. So then, according to the director, pretty much everyone will have a new bus by the time those buses roll in. So, but of course, it's going to require training
for everyone. Do you know how many bus drivers you all have?
I can check to see. I don't know right offhand.
I don't know off the top of my head.
No. But I pretty much felt like that probably was the gist, but I didn't want to make any assumptions, so it's good to understand.
I understand that, but it still don't make the next person feel good that's been here all the years and driving. I've seen some new buses in the city that do city routes. Yeah, they're not like they're doing no long routes, they're doing city routes. And from what I heard, And this is what I heard, that they give them to who they want to give them to.
Well, now, I can't speak to that.
I know you can't, but I'm just telling you what I heard.
Yeah.
They give them to who they want to give them to.
But I can tell you that based on the conversation I had with Mr. Bryan, it's based on the needs of the routes.
So to that point, when you're talking about the routes, does that have to do with the repositioning of drivers? Is that what that is? That a separate?
Yes, separate.
Yeah, that's completely separate. Yeah.
So if they're the routes are established, right? And then if a bus driver retires, leaves the district or what have you, then their route becomes available, then a new bus driver can, following the contract, submit their written request.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that procedure is different when you're looking at different routes as opposed to an actual bus.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I know in the county they try to keep the put buses out there because they have to go so far in the county.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but my thinking is, can it just having the buses up, you know?
I think it's based on the routes. So if, you know, we're driving all the way to Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that bus driver or where the right route or the need of the bus is would certainly get the new bus as opposed to someone just driving around in town.
And you drive, you go to East Quincy too, right?
Yes.
And you go to Scottstown?
Scottstown too. Yeah. I mean, we cover a gamut of,
Our county is 500 square miles.
Yeah.
So,
the whole perimeter
of East to west.
From the line to the
line. Yes. And you know, with this being a rural area, we have kids that you might find one or two kids that live down one street, road. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was coming back from the state hospital out in Chattahoochee there, back to I-10. And that road was. This doesn't necessarily need to be on the record, but my thought process was not necessarily the Gadsden County decision makers, but decision makers in general. How many of those individuals who make major decisions for us actually travel down that road?
But now the ESC buses go a little further. They go a little further. We had one time went almost to Sneeds.
But within the county, though,
I mean, it was a couple of days apart, but I made the trip in the beginning part of the week and then the end of the week, and there was a deer carcass on the side of the road that was all it. You could only tell it was a deer because of the antlers. Everything else of it was bone. It was just bone. This is not a not the scenery you want to see when you're driving down the road. But ladies, would you mind? Could we take just a brief 5-minute caucus?
Of course. Okay, so I have caucus time at 5:01.
Okay. My phone, like me.
All right, we're reconvening at 5:19.
Ms. Corey, did you have any other questions about the bus stuff before we? Okay. All right. In that case, and ladies, I want to thank you all for indulging us for our caucus, and we appreciated the extra time we needed it ourselves, so it worked out.
Okay.
So I've given you all a proposal there that we think will address the concern that we brought forward. It actually does. Let me preface it by saying the changes to Article 12E9, instead of having it be A, B, C, D, small Roman numeral 1 and small Roman numeral 2 are just subsets of that. It's just a structural, you know, formatting issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just that. I didn't touch anything related to Section 9. But what we did do is added a Section 10 to address the assignment of new buses as they become available. And you'll notice that language, if it looks familiar, it's because a lot of it was borrowed from 9. So that process for repositioning drivers on their routes,
mm-hmm,
is essentially the same process that we'd like to use for assigning buses. And I think too, thinking about this situation, bigger picture, we know that there's one individual in particular who's been very boisterous about this, but this really does have the ability to impact everybody who drives buses, right? And we want to make sure that folks who drive the buses now as young whippersnappers are there driving it for the duration of their career in the long term. And this may be something that could incentivize them moving forward, right? Knowing that, hey, if I've done a really good job here, if I'm qualified and I've been a bus driver in the district for, you know, longer than anybody else, when that bright, shiny, new yellow bus comes rolling off the assembly line and into Gadsden County, I get first crack at it, right? Provided that I follow these steps. I think that goes a long way, because finding bus drivers sometimes is hard, you know. We're talking about the roads being what they are. Those are obviously outside the control of the district, but folks maybe don't want to drive on those roads sometimes, you know, for their own personal life, let alone in their professional capacity, right? So anything that we can do to incentivize keeping employees here, I think is a good thing. Also, I think doing it in a way that doesn't cost the district any money, I think is also a good thing. And any opportunity that we can take to make sure that we have qualified, experienced bus drivers in the driver's seat driving those buses for those kids, I think is a win for everybody. So again, this isn't just about one individual who is, you know, upset that they didn't get their turn. You know, this is bigger picture. You know, we'd like to create some semblance of order there that folks can look to and say, okay, you know what, I didn't get the new bus this time, mm-hmm, but so-and-so got it, and I know that he got it because he's been here for 25 years, you know? I think that goes a long way, too. I think another point that it's not reflected in this proposal, but I think something that you kind of opened our eyes to, is the idea that the route itself factors into that process. And I think that this could also be an opportunity for us to encapsulate that as well. So even though we didn't propose that, you know, talking with Ms. McSwain here, that might be something, you know, that we'd be open to as well. That an employee desiring a new bus,
mm-hmm,
would submit the written request to the Director of Transportation. The Director of Transportation, in determining whether or not to honor that request, looks at the driver's qualifications, looks at their length of service, and looks at the bus route. I think those three things factoring in, you know, if the very least, if the person who is affected by this and has been very boisterous in the past, they may not feel instant satisfaction from getting the bus that they want, but at least there's some peace of mind there knowing that they didn't get it because these are the criteria and that criteria was met when they assigned it to somebody else. So that's kind of where we stand. I don't know if you guys need some time to talk it over. If you have any questions, we'll be glad to answer any questions. I tried to make it as straightforward as possible and not dramatically alter the way things are currently happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We tried to keep it as simple and straightforward as we could.
Well, I appreciate that because it does look simple and straightforward. What I would like to have an opportunity to do is get with the Director of Transportation and get his input on this new additional process and perhaps even invite him to the next meeting.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's fine for us. I was going to say, too bad we can't just call them on their phone now. Settle this contract this year. Get it all done at once.
Well, he's driving buses.
Ah.
Yeah. He is. He drives too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know Mr. Knight from the GCCTA bargaining team, he does double duty.
Yes.
Working in the classroom and driving the bus too. So mm-hmm. I get it.
Some people retired and they hadn't been able to hire anybody help. Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
They're having to double up routes, though, aren't they?
I don't know.
Well, we are having to double up, but you know that's only when folks are not here. When they take off.
Bus trouble this morning at my school.
You know, doing pretty good.
I said somebody must be in the color of work today.
Doing pretty good, but we can take that back.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Children gotta get to school.
And like I said, you know, this try to keep it as simple and straightforward as possible without dramatically altering things too much. If there's some, once you talk to the Director of Transportation, mm-hmm. if there's some beyond the route language,
mm-hmm.
I think we'd be open to having that discussion as well. So,
sure.
You know, I think this is a good starting point.
I agree.
I don't think from this my conversations with Ms. Gloria, outside of this, I don't think we plan on introducing any other new language.
Okay.
So once we can wrap our heads around this, unless something major comes up between now and our next meeting, but we don't have any intentions of introducing any new language beyond this. So hottwe can settle
sure.
for this year and start planning for next year.
I can certainly do that. Thank you.
Do we want to, I'd hate to put something on the calendar that if we're waiting on another individual who's not here to be a part of, but do we want to try to get a date anyway, or?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say go ahead and let's get a date.
Then it was an offer to invite. It doesn't
right.
necessarily mean that
if he doesn't
be
come,
an agreement
yeah,
to
we can
attend.
Still go ahead and
mm-hmm.
follow
Understood.
Through. Yeah. All right. Let's look at dates. We're looking at it in the month of April.
I'm sorry.
I was saying the dates. What month are we looking at? Are we looking at April or May?
Yeah, as soon as possible, because I know my schedule is about to get busy with what we have. Well, GESPA's already in the middle of the recertification process. And a lot of my other locals are about to start, so.
So you want to do something this month?
Preferably, yeah. Yeah, the sooner we can do it, the better.
What do you have for the 20th episode?
I believe. I'm going to check your schedule.
20th of April.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look good.
I know I have. I should have bought that list of schools for you.
On the 20th, I do have a meeting in Tallahassee from 6 to 8.
I'm at Havana Bay, and I won't make it back here in time.
Okay, I was going to say, we could do it earlier. I could do an earlier meeting that day.
The 20th is not good for me.
That's fine.
The 20th is not a good day for you.
Yeah, I would prefer not to have
the 23rd.
The
23rd, let's have a look.
I'm thinking that I think you got something on the 23rd, but I'm like thinking about it. I'll have to look at it in the morning.
Yeah, unless okay.
No, I didn't put anything.
School meetings have been
in the afternoon. They should have been. Yeah, they should be all in the afternoon.
So the 23rd might work for me.
That works for me.
I can do that.
Yep. Okay.
23rd.
Mm-hmm. So looking at
same,
the 23rd.
Same time, same place. 4:30 here.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, so we have April 23rd at 4:30.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's just speakerphone.
You can hear?
Mm-hmm.
Oops. It was my mom. I had to check this.
Yeah, sound like your mom.
I was going to say, she's worse than the kid. She's worse than her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I had to see if it was an emergency. I looked down and saw where she called, but it wasn't.
And I wouldn't plan on, you know, if you're, as far as scheduling goes, I wouldn't schedule more than an hour. We don't need a 2 hour session.
Sure. Okay.
So April the 23rd at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
It could sit just in case, so we don't have to do the whole 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Stop at any point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, ladies.
Okay. All right,
y'all
so.
Have a nice afternoon.
Hold on. I'm saying meeting adjourned at 5:32.
And ladies, I wanted to end after.